You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
WFM and WCFW HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app.
The order portion for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Good morning. Allow me to introduce the hymns for those who are listening on the radio. I will be looking for somebody to do this on the radio, but not here. Chuck's figured out a way to bypass that we'll be able to, over the radio, say these are the hymns, you know, but you here in the sanctuary, you just simply have your bulletin and the hymn board. So anyway. That's why we do this, because preferably we go from the prelude into our opening hymn without this interruption, this commercial break, if you will. But because of the radio, we take this pause. Divine Service Setting 3 begins on page 184. Our opening hymn is 495, Look Ye Saints, The Sight Is Glorious. Sermon hymn, or the hymn of the day, is 534, Lord Enthroned in Heavenly Splendor. Distribution hymn 742, For Me to Live is Jesus. 420, Christ, the Life of All the Living. 610, Lord Jesus, Think on Me. Closing hymn is 895, Now Thank We All Our God. More announcements after the service. Let's begin with our opening hymn.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, and by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in this stead, by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Turn to the yellow insert, sing together the encore.
Come, bless the Lord, all his servants. Lord be with you.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you reign among us by the preaching of your cross. Forgive your people their offenses, that we, being governed by your bountiful goodness, may enter at last into your eternal paradise. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Now we call the arrogant blessed. Evildoers not only prosper, but they put God to the test and they escape. Then those who feared the Lord spoke with one another. The Lord paid attention and heard them. And a book of remembrance was written before him of those who feared the Lord and esteemed his name. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, in the day when I make up my treasured possession, and I will spare them, as a man spares his son who serves him. Then once more you shall see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not serve him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We turn to the elements and sing together the gradual. Delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, for by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things. And in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand in honor of the gospel. And of women who are mourning and lamenting for him. But turning to them, Jesus said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming when they will say, 'Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed.' Then they will begin to say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do these things when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry?" Two others, who were criminals, were led away to be put to death with him. And when they came to the place that is called the Skull, there they crucified him, and the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they cast lots to divide his garments, and the people stood by watching. But the rulers scoffed at him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, his chosen one. The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself. There was also an inscription over him, This is the king of the Jews. One of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, saying, Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us. But the other rebuked him, saying, Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation, and we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds. This man has done nothing wrong. And he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And he said to him, Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. This is the gospel of the Lord. Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and Life in Christ is a strange one because it depends entirely on someone other than you. Everything else in life depends partly on you and partly on others in some mixture. Your upbringing is partly your father's and your mother's doing and partly your reaction to what they did or left undone. Your education is partly your teacher's doing and partly your acceptance or your ignorance or rejection of what they taught. Your job is partly your boss's like or dislike of you and your performance, partly the likes and dislikes of people around you on the floor or in the office, and partly your liking and disliking of the job and the other people and boss, among other things we can name. All those mixtures of someone else's performance, laziness, knowledge, or ignorance with your performance, your laziness, knowledge, and ignorance, make it seem as if life really does depend on you and how others feel or think about you. If you like yourself and others like you, then you must be a good person, worthwhile, not as bad as some others. Pick your phrase of self-approval. If you don't like yourself, even if others like you, or if your self-loathing is combined with loathing of others, then you must be a bad person. Pointless, useless, cosmic mistake. Worse than what you've done wrong than anyone who's ever done or said or thought the things that you have. Pick your phrase of self-condemnation. But Christ and the life he gives you are made of the same stuff. He does not mix his efforts with yours and wait to see how things might turn out. Christ instead makes your whole life depend wholly upon him and his indestructible resurrection life. So if you ask yourself, or if someone asks you who you are, you don't have to indulge in pride or despair, in boasting or self-loathing. If you know who Jesus is and what he's done for you, then only will you truly know yourself. You will say that because of Jesus and what he's done and who he is for you, you are delivered by Christ. You are created by Christ. You are at peace through his blood. Your life and identity are determined by Jesus, who he is and what he's done. Who you are in Christ is not only unlike every other kind of assessment or others might make of yourself, it's also not something you could take for granted, because there was a time when you were not in Christ. As Paul says elsewhere, we were by nature children of wrath, born in original, inherited sin, our genetic disease of opposing God and exalting ourselves above him and everyone else. It's that realm of idolatry, the rebellion and unending miseries in this life and the life to come that Paul designates in our text as the domain of darkness. The domain of darkness is a place where darkness has its way. The domain of darkness is dark because people cannot see their way to the truth. They cannot perceive what they should perceive about the Lord and about themselves. They grope, they stumble, they're the blind leading the blind to destruction because they have no better advice or example to offer than their own impaired stumbling. Sin is dark because we live in it thoughtlessly, carelessly, recklessly, stumbling and tumbling to our own and others' destruction. The domain of darkness is also dark because it's precisely where Satan holds sway. He relies on darkness. But the darkness of night, when sin crouches at our door so close to us, and the darkness of the heart, where I do not even understand the things that I do or say wrongly. Satan likes darkness because it affords him room to work. It can work when you don't confess your sin. It can work when you spend your time and energy hiding your sin. He can work when you have no one else with you and you assume that no one sees or cares what you're doing. Darkness is his favorite place to be, especially when he's there with you. From that domain, that rule, that power, that sway, Jesus has delivered us. He is a man of light, born in the light of the Star of Bethlehem, risen on the third day when the light began to spread on the earth. He rules darkness too, but in the world to come, we will not need sun or moon or to be the lights in the heavens because of the brightness of Christ. It'll be such that he himself shall be our light. He is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. When he claims us, whether very early in our lives or later in our lives, he transfers us like a man moving from one country to another. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness, transfer us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. In the old country, there were accustomed ways of acting and thinking and speaking. Those old dark ways seemed natural and comfortable and easy and familiar to you apart from Christ. But Jesus transferred you to a new country of light. It may not feel natural, comfortable, easy, or familiar unless you've been there with him for a very long time. That's okay. The most important thing is that he has transferred you here to light and life in his kingdom. That means you are delivered, or, in other words, you have redemption, a state of freedom, because someone else paid for you to get out of slavery. In Jesus, we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. And what did Jesus do to redeem you? He paid the debt of your sin that you owed, so that you have the forgiveness of sins. Free to you because so expensive to him, as expensive as his precious blood and his divine life. He paid all of that to win you back from slavery. You are redeemed. You are transferred. You are delivered because of him. And why should he redeem you or any other person's? Was it some mixture of his love for you and of the faith he figured you'd end up having? Was it some mixture of his desire to save sinners and your record of Sunday school attendance or some other achievements? Maybe it's because he's the Savior and you're such a lovable person. Why not? No. 1,000 times no. Paul tells you that you are who you are in Christ only because he is who he is. He's not only your redeemer, proffering the forgiveness of sins, he is also the head of creation, its divine king, and he shall have what is his. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, for by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him, and he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. You and his whole creation were not made for the devil to play with, to fiddle in with the grimy darkness. You are made for God, by God, for better things than sordid sins, filthy-mindedness, and the whims of your boss. You were made to live under Christ's gracious reign in his kingdom, so he shall claim what is his by right. Long before you ever thought or did anything, long before your parents thought of having children, indeed, from all eternity, Jesus Christ is the image, the icon of the invisible God. You can't see the Father's face. No man ever has or shall. But you can see Christ. You can't know the Father's will or heart unless you know Christ. The reason Jesus is the only way of salvation is that he is the only access we have to the eternal Father. You cannot, not just that you should not or ought not or dare not, but you cannot come to the Father except through Jesus, the eternal Son. He was the instrument of creation. All things were created through him, Paul says. So if he has made you and all others, you are his by right. You see now that the redemption he won for you by shedding his blood on the cross and the rising again on the third day from the dead is his sure and divine claim of what is his. You are not made by Satan. You are not made through Satan. You are certainly not created in order to be and remain Satan's. No one was, no one is, no one ever shall be. All have been and are and always shall be Christ's by right. You are created for Christ, and he has redeemed you to be his forever. In the creation of all things, in the redemption of mankind, in the end of all things, Christ is and shall always be preeminent, the first, the last, the Alpha and the Omega. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. So you are delivered by Christ because you are created for Christ. So too, you are now at peace. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. Making peace. Maybe you've nodded along until now. Maybe you were thinking that all this sounded very good, and it'd be such a relief not to hang your whole life and identity on your job performance or your pride or your self-loathing. It would really would be great if you could locate the worth of your life in the worth of Christ. But at peace? Seriously? Don't I know the problems you've got with your family, relatives? Don't I know about the grudges you're holding against people that you went to high school with? Don't I know what she said to you 12 years ago that you'll never ever forget? Don't I know what that guy did to you? Indeed, I do know, or I could imagine. Everyone here could know or could imagine the suffering, the pain, the sadness, the broken links of love, the frayed ends of nerves that you have or that you've inflicted on others, or most likely some mixture of both. Have all of us trespassed against others as they have trespassed against us? Because of Jesus and his work and his ways, you are not a captive. You are not a slave. You are not the tool or the instrument of all those trespasses, all those sins, all those dark things. You are redeemed. You are delivered. You have transferred out. You are forgiven. You are set free. You are cleansed. You are healed. How can I say that after all these dark things? I do not say that because I know all that you've been through or all that you've done. I don't even know or remember, thanks be to God, all I myself that I have been through or all myself that I have done. I say this, that you're redeemed or at peace because of Jesus' blood. This is the power of his blood. It brings peace. It brings peace between you and God because it cancels the gnawing, terrifying, constant power that sin and sins have over you. It cancels the debt of offense and idolatry and rebellion you owed. It propitiates God, making him favorable to you and eager to hear your prayers and your worries, as a true father always is. The blood of Jesus also makes you at peace with others, not because other people all change their ways. Some will, but some never will. You are at peace because your whole life obsession with how you're doing, how others are doing, all washed away by the blood of Jesus. Your whole life is not wrapped up in how well you've done or how poorly you've done at this or that or the other thing. much less how foolish how others have done or how poorly they have done at this or that or the other thing. Your whole life hung entirely on the death of Jesus, the death Jesus died, and now rests entirely on the life that Jesus lives. You have peace with God because God has made peace. You have peace with man because God is at peace. That's why I bless you with the peace at the end of Holy Communion, the end of the divine service. I'm not offering you a chance at peace. I'm proclaiming the peace Jesus has won for you by his blood, by his cross, by his resurrected life. Go in peace. God is reconciled to you. You are free from sin. Go in peace. You are free from the darkness sin brought into your life, and you live now in his light. Go in peace. You do not belong to Satan or to sin or to darkness or to death. You are alive forevermore in Christ. Go in peace. Your faith has saved you because you trust in Christ alone. Go in peace. You are at peace with all mankind because your God is at peace through the blood of Christ. You have nothing to lose, everything to gain, whether you die or live because you belong to Christ. And he is all in all, Redeemer, Creator, Peacemaker, to whom is glory now and always. Amen. May the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
that we may rejoice in Christ, who displays his kingly reign first from the cross, and on whom we wait for the revelation of all that is to come, and that we may enter into your eternal rest by the merits of Christ alone. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That the Lord may bless this congregation and his whole church with faithful pastors and church workers who speak without embarrassment or apology the gospel of Christ crucified and risen, and that we, as hearers of this gospel, may respond with faith and thanksgiving. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all Christian homes, that the Father's treasured possessions, spared through the death of his beloved Son, would grow in the fear of the Lord, serve him faithfully, and walk undismayed by the prosperity of the wicked until all is revealed. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the inhabitants of the world, that they may stand in awe of Christ, who alone is King of kings and Lord of lords, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For good government and preservation of life in this fallen world, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That our true King would return soon for his judgment, which alone can reveal his kingdom and our citizenship, which are not of this world. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That the Lord would grant healing and peace to all those afflicted in body or mind, and that he would relieve the suffering, give peace to the dying, and comfort those who grieve, especially Rita, Vicky, Anita, Lois, Louis, Chuck, Marlis, Tim, Greg, Doris, Matthew, Mark, Ethel, Bob, Gabby, Fred, Harold, Joan, Greg, Linda, Jaden, Rick, Lacey, Marilyn, Marlene, Erno, George, Jeff, and the family of Joe Hakes, so that in their need, he may be their strength and peace. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That the Lord would bring us in repentance and faith to receive rightly his Son's body and blood, that we may manifest the unity of faith and a strong witness before the world, and that our lives may bear the good fruits of his Spirit in holy words and works. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That the Lord would preserve his people from all temptation and amid all trial, lest they give in to the power of evil or despair, and that his people may be bold and faithful witnesses to all those around them. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
O Christ, our King, in your blood the saints of all ages wash their robes and find entrance to paradise with you. Bring us also with them out of death and the grave and into resurrection and eternal life at the last day. Then that we will see you crowned with glory, for you are the Lamb who has slain and now lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. We continue on page 194 with the service of the sacrament.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
Salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, we laud and glorify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, 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 Holy.
art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Oh,
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.